WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. The 2019 housing forecast is out, and the headline is Tougher Road Ahead for Home Buyers and Sellers. Let's bring in Danielle Hale this morning, Chief Economist at Realtor.com, to go over some more of the findings from the latest forecast for housing for the coming year. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're welcome. Did I get the headline right there about what's coming in 2019?
Yes, there are some positives, but on the balance, it's going to be a tougher year for both buyers and sellers. And you might think, well, how is that possible? So for buyers nationwide, we're expecting an increase in inventory, which is good news for them. That's the bright spot. But on the flip side, we're expecting prices to continue rising in most markets, and mortgage rates are going to go up. So in most places, we're expecting homes to be a little bit more expensive. And so even though buyers will have more options, that's going to be outweighed by the fact that homes are going to be more expensive, and affordability is already a challenge in a lot of markets. And for sellers, you know, more inventory, or prices are going to continue to rise, so that's a good thing for them. But the fact that they're going to see more inventory means more competition for them. So sellers in the past years haven't had to think about competition at all. They list a home, it sells quickly for at or above asking price. They may even get multiple offers. But that's not necessarily going to be the case in 2019. It's still not a bad time to be a seller. It just means they're going to have to think a little bit more about competition. They may not be the only home listed for sale in their neighborhood.
There are some headlines as we dig into the details of this. Mortgage rates is going to be a big thing that people look at. And then also we'll look at who is doing the buying and selling. Millennials are going to become a force here. They have started to do that, but 2019 and 2020 especially will be a big years for millennials.
Yeah, that's right. So the biggest single year group of millennials turns 30 in the year 2020, so it's not too far away at this point. And 30 is a really key year for getting into the housing market. The National Association of Realtors has been doing surveys for over 30 years, and they find that 30 is often when people buy their first home. The median age is, you know, drifted a year or two from that. So I think we're going to see a lot of millennials in the market at that first-time buyer age. But at the same time, the oldest millennials are now in their mid to late 30s, and so they are not first-time buyers at this point. They're in the housing market because they're trading up, because they're expanding their families or seeing their life situation change in such a way that they need to trade up and get a bigger home. So we're starting to see activity for millennials on both sides. That's why they're going to be a bigger share of the housing market moving forward.
How important is the mortgage rate component here? The report says 5.3% average rate through the year, reaching possibly 5.5% for a 30-year fix by the year end.
Yeah, mortgage rates are a big concern, especially for first-time buyers. So they tend to borrow the most money. They don't have the benefit of bringing in equity from a previous home purchase. So they're really starting fresh and taking on a large amount of debt in order to become a homeowner. So mortgage rates are really important for them. And right now, mortgage rates, depending on the measure you're using, are in the 4.8 to 5% range. So we're expecting roughly a half a percentage point increase between now and the end of next year. And so on average, we'll see 5.3%. So every time the mortgage rates increase, that makes the cost of borrowing for a home that much more expensive. On balance next year, we're expecting between price increases and mortgage rate increases, nationally we expect the cost of financing a home to go up 8%. So that's a little bit of a challenge when incomes are rising in the 2 to 3% range.
And what does that do to the larger economy? And the reason we focus on this is because it's a big impact, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, everyone needs a place to live somewhere, whether you're owning or renting. And when people make that transition from renting into home ownership, they tend to buy a lot of other things. There's, you know, costs associated with moving. It creates a lot of economic activity that's good for the overall economy. Now, the fact that we've had a strong jobs market now for the last several years has been a real positive for the housing market. But I think that's, you know, that's driven up prices, and that means it's likely that we're going to see that price growth slow and also sales growth slow. So that's really the big part of our forecast for 2019.
The forecast also includes a prediction of a 64.6% home ownership rate. Give us a sense of where that fits into history and how significant that is.
Yeah, so I think the 64.6%, it's a slight improvement over what we have this year. It's interesting to note that in spite of the fact that the housing market has been really challenging for first-time homebuyers right now with rising prices and rising mortgage rates, we're still seeing people become homeowners. So the homeownership rate has still been rising. The homeownership rate has ranged from an all-time low of just under 63% to that we actually hit in late 2016, to a high of roughly 69%. So it's a pretty big or narrow range depending on your outlook. So we're now at the lower end of the range, but getting back closer to what people would consider long-term normal for the housing, for the home ownership rate.
The report is at realtor.com, and there's a list there, market by market, of what the forecast is. Chicago, we'll see, it looks like a sales growth decline of nearly 7.5%, a price growth decline of nearly 2%. Those are pretty big numbers.
Yeah, so Chicago is not one of our top markets for the forecast this year. That has to do with slower population growth in the Chicago market than we see in other markets across the U.S., somewhat slower job growth, and also slower income growth. That said, a lot of the challenges that we've highlighted for buyers nationwide are not going to be as persistent in Chicago. So rising prices are a challenge for home buyers, but in the Chicago market, with the prices expected to slip a little bit next year, that will create an opportunity, which will be good news for first-time home buyers.
As we look around the rest of the country, where's the best place to be where this forecast is concerned?
So we see a lot of smaller markets that are in our top markets, but also some larger markets as well. But typically the commonalities in those top markets are growing metro areas, especially when it comes to population growth, and especially among those younger age groups, the millennials. So areas like Lakeland, Florida, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and also larger markets like Boston and Miami are poised for growth in 2019.
Any concerns, any wild cards in the mix here? I know a lot of people are still talking about the tax plan, the tax law, and what kind of impact that's going to have on the housing market. What have we seen this year, and what does the forecast call for next year?
Yeah, so I think this year a lot of homeowners are trying to understand the reality of the tax plan, and I think it's really going to hit home when they do their taxes. So the plan was passed in late 2017. It's been in effect for all of 2018, but most people haven't actually done their taxes for 2018. They'll do that in early 2019, and I think that's when they're going to see, you know, will I continue to be an itemizer under this new tax plan? Does that mean my taxes are going to go up or down? And if I'm no longer itemizing, you know, I'm not necessarily getting any benefits from owning my home, maybe I want to switch and become a renter. I don't think most people are going to make that decision because people own homes for lots of reasons other than taxes. But you will on the margin see some high-income renters who had been itemizers who may no longer feel as much pressure to get into the housing market as quickly because they don't have that tax benefit from being able to itemize, in large part because a higher standard deduction will mean they just won't pass the threshold for itemizing.
And is it keeping people on the sidelines, and will we see that perhaps grow next year? And when I say sidelines, I mean just keep them as renters and not even bother getting into the housing market.
It could be having a small effect, but I think at this point, I think the bigger effect is just the overall affordability level of housing. So that's really been what I think has caused the slowdown so far in 2018 that we've seen in home sales. Home prices are still growing, but they also have slowed. And I think next year is when we'll see the biggest impact from the tax plan as far as it, what people understand it and know how it affects their bottom line. This year, I think there may be some uncertainty around it that's contributing to the slowdown, but I don't think it's the big driver of the slowdown that we've seen so far in 2018.
Danielle, this is good information. We appreciate you being with us and sharing with us this morning.
Yeah, of course. It was my pleasure.
Danielle Hale is a chief economist at Realtor.com. We'll link out to the 2019 housing forecast, but you can find it at Realtor.com, the 2019 national housing forecast.